The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by Sika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
Welcome to the Big Small Business Show, the show for our entrepreneurs out there who are finding the most incredible ways to make a living. And of course, with summer coming up, there are a lot of businesses, including Ty Ford, who is sitting in front of me in studio today, who's going to be making a living out of you getting that wonderful body into shape so you can strut your stuff on the beach in December and January. But let's tell you a bit about what Ty Ford does. He runs a business called Active 60, and they manage exercise and rehabilitation centers. Let's take a look.
Active 60 is a company that runs biokinetics rehab centers. The company specializes in gym management, merging the gym industry with the medical industry by using biokineticists to manage these gyms. The business was registered in 2015 when founder Ty Ford left corporate to embark on his entrepreneurial journey.
What led me to starting my business is something that happened to me just after I matriculated. I was part of an internship program. It was one of the early ones back in 2008, I think. So it's taken me over about 20 years to get to a point where I'm sort of ready to give back. And this has given birth to the Active 60 Academy, which is me basically giving graduate biokinetic students an opportunity to be the best that they can be.
The business has 3 full-time and 5 part-time employees. The company's last annual turnover was just above 500,000 rand. Like any other entrepreneur, Ty has experienced challenges along the way.
In terms of challenges, I think it's a given for an entrepreneur, you know, especially when you're bootstrapping your business. I mean, I faced the challenge of losing my entire pension fund with my first business venture, and everything went downhill from there. And every day has been a challenge for the past 5 years.
Ty aims at taking his business to the next level, and therefore seeks guidance to make this move.
I think the biggest challenge that I'm facing in my business currently is how to successfully access supplier development and enterprise development funding. And if I were to ask for advice, it's probably how to do that sustainably. Because once the funding dries up, your business needs to make sense after that, you know? You know, and I think if Elon can sort of say to me, you know what, Ty, in order to take this business to the next level, this is what you take to the corporate. And then also, how do we make that sustainable? Because it's got to go beyond just the matter of, hey, here's X amount of money, you know. What do we do once you get the money?
Well, welcome, Ty.
Hi, thanks for having me, Alan.
Okay, let's just get into it straight away. Active 60, the relevance of 60? I get the active part.
So the relevance of 60 for me is most people go and they train out and they work out for about 60 minutes. And depending on how fit you are, I think the 60 minutes is about the limit for the average person. If you look at what the American Heart Foundation say, they say about, I think, 30-odd minutes a day should work. But in South Africa, we tend to keep it at about 60 minutes.
Okay. So just talk to me about the model right now, the business model right now. How does that work?
Okay. So at the moment, our business model is based on 3 principles. It's health, wellness, and wealth. Health and wellness is basically intertwined and they intricate parts of each other. On the health side, we do the management of exercise and rehab centers. On the wellness side, that's where we bring the services, the additional services in of rehabilitation, whether it's using a biokineticist, a physiotherapist, or an occupational therapist. The wealth component is something new which we're looking at, and that is looking at a 2+1 year graduate program specifically aimed at biokineticists at the moment.
Okay. So Okay, so I'm going to come back to the model a bit later, but you just if you had to, you know, I'm going to focus very much on the sustainability part because you spoke about the ESD monies, but if it just trickles away, then what? And I know you understand that, so I'm going to focus on the sustainability. Mm. So if there were economies of scale in the business, so if you went now to 5 or 10 times your size right now, what costs would stay the same or close to the same?
Alan, so I think at the moment, the nice thing about the business is that we're looking for retainer-based business. So for me, the overheads that would stay the same is basically staff cost, and then it's the cost of running the facility. Some businesses actually, or some clients come out and they want us to look at running OPEX costs such as maintenance or it's water and electricity, etc. And other clients don't look at that. So for me, I think from an operational perspective, a lot of our OPEX cost that sits within that client will actually stay the same. But as the business grows, the OPEX outside of that could then start changing.
I'm going to come back to the business model now. You say you actually manage centers. So that means that you charge a management fee. It's somebody else's equipment. Yes. That's what I was trying to get in the model.
Okay.
Somebody else's equipment is their equipment. Mm. And you manage that center and they pay you a monthly fee for that center. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So the model differs depending on who you're talking to. So some clients would come in and say, you know what, Ty, because we offer a turnkey solution, if you've got existing equipment, that's great. We can actually work in a contract that says we'll manage that equipment for you. If you're looking to upgrade the equipment, we're also able to procure new equipment. What we've done is we've partnered with specific equipment manufacturers, as well as on the medical side as well. So from that perspective, from a retainer perspective, that's what we do. We come in, we provide you with the management services, which is one component. And what the value that we bring in is the value regarding the rehabilitation side of the business, where we've got access to allied health professionals as well.
Okay, I'm going to come back to the model again now. Yeah. So just for me to be crystal clear on this, right? So I'm a corporate. Is that your client base mainly?
Corporates, yeah.
Right. So I'm a corporate. Mm. I've got a gym downstairs.
Yeah.
I used to have a person there who used to sort of manage it. Mm. He or she was unreliable. Mm. I say, okay, Ty, you come in, bring Active 60 in. You charge me a monthly fee and you take care of the individuals who manage that.
Yeah.
And if it breaks, it's your problem to fix. Hmm. If the aircon's broken, you fix the aircon, you can charge me. That kind of stuff. You manage that area.
Yes. That's essentially what we do.
Okay. So what differentiates you? Because there are other people who are doing gym management or facility management. What differentiates you? Is it that biokineticist? Mm. Is it the bio side? Mm.
So that Alan, is the key differentiator for us, is the fact that we provide the rehabilitation side and we manage all the expectations around that as well as the compliance around that. So that is definitely a one part of it. And the other differentiator that we found is a lot of the guys in the space compete purely on price because they don't have a value offering. Mm. So what we've done is we've said, starting this year, we're going to be anti sort of exploitation salaries. And we're going to start speaking to clients and say, you know what? We can't come in at a lower price. You've got to increase the price because in this game, everyone gets paid what I call slave wages. And we're trying to move away from that. So because we're using an allied health professional who studied 3 or 4 years for a degree, we're saying, you know what, guys? These guys can offer more than just management. So therefore, we're going to ask you a bit more in terms of the revenue or at least the retainer fee that we're looking for.
How many sites are you managing right now?
So currently, we've got 3 sites. The one is on a retainer-based. That's out in Midrand. We've got a site out in Bryanston that's owner-managed. There, we're still in the process of registering that as a rehabilitation center. There are a few issues which we're trying to sort out. And then we've got a dormant practice, which I'm busy taking over from one of my existing staff members. That's based out in Nelspruit in Malelane. So we've put that practice onto our strategy for next year as to how we're going to actually resuscitate that practice.
Is this all that you do? Do you do other things?
So apart from this, I mean, we do the procurement of gym equipment.
No, not we, you. I'm talking about Ty.
Me. This is not all I do.
Okay.
So
I suspect it's as such. And then how are you getting your last question for me is how are you getting your clients?
At the moment, we utilize LinkedIn a hell of a lot. So we go to LinkedIn, and that's where I do my prospecting. So I go out and I say, you know what? If I'm looking for clients in a specific sector, who is it that I'm looking for? So I make sure that whoever I'm looking for, that they actually work, they're still working in that space, and that it is the right person that I look for, that we need to chat to. Once we get the person, we then make contact. We phone the reception, and we know exactly who to talk to, which just makes that cold calling a lot easier for us at the moment. And we utilize LinkedIn to actually boost the image of the business. So we do a lot of research articles and the like on there.
Great. Ty, that's all we've got time for right now. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some things to consider.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.